I'd look at the start in terms of the start that they've made. Certainly the team are performing well for each other. They're working hard, and albeit by one or two, by a hair's whisker of the post, or the opposition keeper pulling off some saves, they should have come out with some wins. They really should have come out with some wins. And I would imagine the manager, Gary's very, very happy because they're giving him everything. They are performing. And usually as head coaches and managers, you always say that as long as the performances are there, the results will follow. And certainly Birmingham are doing that. And that's why it's a tough test, because they're not playing bad at all. They've got a real team spirit and a team cohesion. And anything else that's happening off the field is not my concern. It's their... them as a team and as a football club, and the manager that they've got is an excellent manager, somebody that I know very, very well. He's a man's man, and he'll lead them where they need to get to.
So you go back a little way with Gary Monk, do you?
Yeah, we go back from when we was both at was at Torquay, starting our careers. So it's a wonderful pitch that, you know, we there we are as head coaches for our respected clubs, and we'll probably reminisce a little bit after the game.
Could you tell at that sort of early stage of meeting him that he was possible management material a couple of decades down the line or whatever?
He was a leader, and he never shirked responsibility. He was one of them on the football pitch. He was aggressive. And so all those are leadership qualities for me. And so, you know, it's he's had a good managerial start to his career, and he's a good man, he's a good manager, and I think he's shown that.
You mentioned they've been playing well without getting results this season. Are you a little bit mindful of that going into this game, that their look might change?
You're always mindful with a local derby. I mean, that's what local derby's about, really. You don't look at it. All we can just do is prepare as best as we can here, and we just know it's going to be a tough game, but it's a game that we look forward to as well.
And just on Wes Hoolahan and Russell Martin, you've had them in to have a look at. What's the latest on their situation?
The latest is that we've had both players in. The international breaks allowed us to have a look at both players. And both players have a wealth of experience. And so we've taken the opportunity to have a look at them and look at them as possible options. At the moment, that's what they've been. They've been in for a few days. And we'll take reflection and look back at the training sessions, what they've did and where they are physically, and whether they're an option for West Bromwich Albion. So that's where we're at with them at the moment, and no more.
So you're likely to make a decision, what, next week sometime on those two, would you say?
Yes.